From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting Irma will have a truly devastating impact on the southern United States. Those are the words of Federal Emergency Management Agency Chief Brock Long, as he was said people in Florida and other states must heed evacuation orders as the Category 5 hurricane surges toward the U.S. after causing death and destruction in the Caribbean. The FEMA chief said Irma would be only the fourth Category 5 hurricane to hit the United States since 1985 and the first since Hurricane Andrew in 1992. Mike Brennan is a meteorologist at the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
Irma right now is centered just north of the coast of the Dominican Republic with a core of Category 5 winds of up to 180 miles per hour in the eye wall to the north of that country, moving off to the west-northwest at about 17 miles per hour. We have hurricane warnings in effect for the north coast of Hispaniola, all of the Bahamas, the hurricane watch in effect for much of Cuba.
About a million people are without power in Puerto Rico, and the head of the power company on the territory on the island said it could be 4 to 6 months before service is totally restored. Barbuda took a direct hit from Irma, Caribbean island, and which left behind what Antigua and Barbuda Prime Minister Gaston Brown called a really horrendous situation.
Over 90% of the buildings there were either destroyed or severely damaged. It's almost a wipeout of what happened, a wipeout on Barbuda. From the air, the pictures are almost surreal.
Barbuda also faces the potential of being hit by Hurricane Jose later this week. That storm, which is not as strong as Irma, is forecast to pass near the northern Leeward Islands Saturday. This is VOA News. Young people who were brought to the United States illegally and gained protection under the Obama administration should not worry about their immigration status during the next 6 months before the program ends. President Trump today tweeted that, saying, for all of those DACA that are concerned about your status during the six-month period, you have nothing to worry about, no action. He was referring to the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Now, it turns out that tweet was sent about so-called Dreamers at the urging of the House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi of California. Pelosi revealed the news to fellow Democratic House members at a meeting Thursday morning. She says she spoke to Trump by phone and asked him to tweet to make it clear that Dreamers would not be subjected to deportation during the 6 months Trump has given Congress to find a solution for them. Donald Trump says taking military action against North Korea is not the United States' first option, but he added, "We will see what happens." Trump spoke to reporters at the White House Wednesday following a telephone call with China's President Xi Jinping. Trump told VOA President Xi would like to do something in North Korea, but it is unclear whether or not he can do it. Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi said on Thursday her government was doing the best to protect everyone in the strife-torn state of Rakhine, as the estimated number of Rohingya Muslims who have fled to Bangladesh leapt by 18,000 in one day to 164,000. Suu Kyi did not refer specifically to the exodus of the minority Rohingya, which was sparked by insurgent attacks on August 25th and an army counteroffensive, but said her administration was trying its best to take care of all of its citizens.
We have to take care of our citizens. We have to take care of everybody who is in our country, whether or not they are our citizens. It is our duty, and we try our best. Of course, our resources are not as complete and adequate as we would like them to be, but still we try our best, and we want to make sure that everyone is entitled to the protection of the law.
Western critics have accused Suu Kyi of not speaking out for the Rohingya, some 1.1 million people who have long complained of persecution and are seen by many in Buddhist-majority Myanmar as illegal immigrants from Bangladesh. Syria's army says Israeli warplanes attacked the Syrian military position early Thursday near the town of Masyaf, killing two soldiers and causing material damage. The Army statement said Israeli forces fired missile while in Lebanese airspace. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.